the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes.
Hold on to your hats, folks. Here he comes.
He spent 25 years as a leader and coach on the basketball court and now is ready to help coach you to achieve your retirement goals.
Looking at the new reality, what's happening today, what's happening in the future compared to the old reality, things have changed.
He is joined each week by his son and business partner, Granger Hughes.
It's very, very important to show a client, here's the possibility of where we could be, here's where we have been, and here's how we get there.
Put the coach on your team, working through the X's and O's of a customized retirement strategy.
That's what Granger and I do, again, on a day-to-day basis, is try to educate people and let them know what their options are.
Everybody's ready to go. He's ready to go. I'm ready to go. And you're ready to go.
This is the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes.
Good morning and welcome to the Retirement Playbook, powered by the Hughes Retirement Group, the father-son team of Rick and Granger Hughes. My name is Chris Swan. Thank you so much for joining us today. Our phone number, 423-664-4203. That's 423-664-4203. Offices in Cleveland, Chattanooga, Knoxville, and Birmingham. The number is the same, 423-664-4203. We've got a lot we're going to cover on today's show. But before we get started, Rick and Granger, how are you guys doing today?
Doing very well, Chris. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. You know, football is over. Now it's time to focus into basketball. I know you're very passionate about that. Tennessee still looking pretty strong, so that's exciting. Hopefully, I'm not jinxing that. I have a bad track record when it comes to endorsing sports teams sometimes, so I apologize in advance if that's the case. But I'm doing well. Granger, yourself?
Chris, doing very well. Thanks.
I'm glad to hear it. Now, I know you guys have retirement classes coming up later on this month, starting next week, as a matter of fact. Foundations of Retirement, February 18th and 25th at Cleveland State Community College. And then on the 19th and 26th, that's at the University of Tennessee Chattanooga campus, Foundations of Retirement. This is a little different. Ordinarily, the Hughes, who pride themselves on education, and that's why they do these classes, it is normally the new reality in retirement. This class is a little bit different. So if you've attended these classes before, gentlemen, why don't you explain what's different and what people can expect if they attend?
Well, Chris, we'll still talk about Social Security and taxes and things like that because that always is a concern for most people. But we're just going to dig a little deeper into different areas. A lot of it will be similar, but there'll be some new things that we'll kind of leave that out there. So when folks come in, we'll be able to educate them and hopefully they'll pick up something that'll be able to help them in retirement.
And these are being taught on behalf of a Retirement Wealth Academy. And it bears mentioning that there is no registration fee for these. Ordinarily, there is a small charge for couples to attend, and that includes workbooks because, again, it is an educational class. But this time, there is no registration fee. So you can attend either one of the classes, February 18th and 25th at Cleveland State Community College or the 19th and 26th at the University of Tennessee Chattanooga campus at no cost to you. All you have to do to register and get more information, call 423-641-0999. That's 423-641-0999. Jumping into the show here, the Next Avenue website says that baby boomers need to understand the difference between financial planning and retirement planning. That sounds pretty similar, but there is a difference. What is that difference? And does it really matter?
Well, it does matter. And it goes back to our classes. You know, we talk about in our classes the accumulation phase, you know, where you're working and you're trying to put as much in your account as you possibly can and grow that account. And then there's the distribution phase. You know, there's going to come a day when you do retire, and you're going to begin taking money from those accounts that have grown. So you're looking at a financial plan being more on the accumulation side and a financial retirement plan being the distribution side.
And, yeah, when we get to those retirement plans, Dad, that's one thing that we like to look at for the clients that we have that come in and really kind of assess where they're at and their chances of success through retirement based on what kind of lifestyle they want to lead. So, you know, when we look at things like how much income are they going to have in retirement, how much guaranteed income, what are their expected expenses going to be, then we take a look at what are their holdings. Are they currently holding stocks? Are they holding bonds, treasuries, things like that? And then we test those things to kind of find out, okay, historically speaking, over the next 20 to 30 years, the way these have performed historically, here's your chances of success. So then we can kind of start adjusting that, saying, hey, let's reduce our risk a little bit here and increase our chance of success. So we look at that. We look at long-term care components. Obviously, we assess for taxes, future tax rates. You know, we hear a lot right now about increasing taxes here in the near future. So, and that's something that we talk about in our class is the increase of taxes. And we try to account for that on the back end and showing people, okay, here's where you stand right now. But what if, based on the current accounts that you hold right now, what if taxes were to potentially double? Then we show them where they stand in that way as well. So they can kind of get an idea of saying, okay, worst case scenario, I still have an 85% chance of succeeding. So it's really important to dig deep, put as much detail into those things as you can so that you can really press forward through your retirement with some peace of mind.
And Granger, when you talk about taxes, you know, right now we're getting ready to get into a presidential campaign. There's going to be about 20 Democrats possibly running for president, and you hear most of them talking about taxing Social Security possibly more, raising taxes on the wealthy. You've got to define who the wealthy is. So there's a lot of factors out there that, you know, when you and I talk about, will taxes go up in the future, they're already saying, you know, if I become president, I do want to raise taxes.
Well, you know, I think it's somewhat funny. You know, we've been doing these classes for some time now, and we mentioned how we used to be in those 90% tax brackets. And you get some students that kind of react, well, you know, that's kind of a bit far-fetched. You know, I don't think that'll ever happen. Well, we actually have politicians that are speaking about it now, going back to that 90% tax bracket. I heard someone talking the other day about potentially taxing savings accounts. So it's very, very important to understand where you've got your money. So when we talk about those three buckets of money, we're not talking about necessarily what stocks you own, what mutual funds you own. We're talking about where are those stocks and mutual funds owned at. Are they owned in a taxable account, meaning you're going to be taxed on the gains? Are they owned in a tax-deferred account like a 401k, where you're going to be taxed on the whole thing depending on what taxes are at that time? Or are they in a tax-free account like a Roth, where basically you've paid taxes before you've put it in, and those gains now are tax-free? So it's very, very important where you have the money, not just what you own.
For a better visual explanation of those three buckets of money that Granger's talking about there, if you go to HughesRetirementGroup.com, just click on the YouTube channel up there in the top right corner. You can check out a lot of educational videos that both Rick and Granger have up there with that visual component, or Granger better explains the three buckets of money approach, kind of just a way to further enhance the education that we try to provide here on the show. And another way, you heard them talking about the classes that they teach. Again, one more time, Foundations of Retirement is coming up February 18th and 25th at Cleveland State Community College, and February 19th and 26th at the University of Tennessee Chattanooga campus. These are two-night sessions, so if you come on the 18th, make plans to go ahead and attend on the 25th as well. If you come on the 19th, be prepared to come on the 26th as well. There is no registration fee for this round. Foundations of Retirement, you can get more information and go and register by calling 423-641-0999. None of us like to check our retirement account and see the balance go down, which is what happened when the market declined the last few months of 2018. It was especially stressful if people were budgeting for Christmas shopping and things like that, but to also see, you know, what they had saved going down as well. But national bestselling retirement author Patrick Kelly says there's an alternative to being all into the market.
Most people think of the market like an on and off switch. They're either in it or they're out of it. But it doesn't have to be an on-off switch anymore. There are ways to be able to make the different equities markets available and capture part of the growth in the years when they are good, but not give back any when they go down. And I think the real advantage there is it's not like, okay, are you in or are you out? There's a way to sort of protect your retirement. There are some opportunities that, quite frankly, they may not know about. So then when they make their choices or work with someone, they can have the facts in front of them, make the right choices for them.
These opportunities, these strategies that Patrick's talking about, is this something you utilize with some of your clients?
It is, Chris. And, you know, he mentioned, you know, when they're working with someone. And I want to point something out. These tools can be very, very beneficial to somebody. But you want to make sure that you're getting into the right strategy, because if you're not working with someone who is a fiduciary, like we've talked about in the past, someone who has to have legally your best interest at heart, you know, someone who's maybe just selling you a product and it's the best thing in the world, there are pros and cons to both sides of it. But the thing that we would want to express here is there are tons of companies out there that can provide that to you, but you want to find the one that's going to suit you best. And when we work with a variety of different companies out there, it makes no difference to us which company it is, so long as it fits that particular need. Maybe you're looking more for a product that's geared towards income. Maybe you're looking more for a product that's geared more towards long-term care components. Or maybe you're looking for a product that's going to act like it's in the market. Like he said, maybe it's going to perform just like it's in the market, only you don't have to worry about that risk of that catastrophe event that we could have, like a 2008 or a 2001 like we've had in the past. So it can do different things for you. It can accomplish several different things at one time. But you want to make sure that you're doing your due diligence and working with someone that can offer more than just a carrier or just annuities out there who's going to push that product.
And Granger, I would say a lot of folks out there would like the strategy that Patrick Kelly is speaking about, especially the fourth quarter of 2018. Again, it's predicting. If people could know that the market's going to go down, then yes, they would love to be in a strategy where they have no losses if the market goes down. That's the problem with the market. You don't know what's going to happen today or tomorrow. You look back at 2017, which we labeled as the Trump bump, most people did very well in the market. Mm-hmm. If we look at January of 2019, it's the best the stock market has done in 30 years. So again, it goes back to that accumulation phase and that distribution phase that we talk about. If you're getting ready to retire, or maybe you are in retirement, maybe you don't want to be in the market now because you don't want your portfolio to take a hit like it did in the fourth quarter of 2018. It'd be a great strategy that Patrick Kelly's speaking about.
Because, Dad, what do we also talk about when we're taking those large market declines? One of the biggest things that we try to stress is you got to realize if you're taking a 15% decline or a 10% decline, whatever that decline is, well, we just distinguish between the accumulation and the distribution phase. If the distribution phase, we're distributing from that portfolio and we're taking a loss, we're magnifying that loss now, and it can become a vicious cycle. So this is where it's important, whereas you're getting to your retirement years, you may not like the word annuity. That's okay. But if you're looking for a safer investment to eliminate some market risk and you want a portion of your funds put where it's safe, because once you get to that retirement age where you're not working anymore and you're not drawing any new income in wages, a market decline of 10-15% and then a distribution of 4-5% on top of that can really set you behind the eight ball looking forward to the next – and we'll get to it here shortly – but the next 20 or 30 years of retirement. And that's where we have to plan for. So as we get older, we cannot afford to take those risks like we've taken. And, Dad, I know you and I, we've started utilizing a great tool that essentially utilized the Efficient Frontier. And it can show you exactly how much risk you should be taking on. And we can play with the numbers right there in front of you and show you, okay, here's what could happen if we added this bond alternative. Here's how drastically we could reduce your risk and increase your chances of success through retirement.
Yeah, we'll talk about the longevity of retirement and how long an average retirement will last in just a couple minutes here. But that is a thing. Nobody knows exactly when the market is going to go down. There are no crystal balls. If you come into the Hughes Retirement Group, if you go and speak with any financial professionals and they have the crystal balls and the tea leaves, maybe a sign to just go ahead and walk back out the door there. The Hughes Retirement Group does not have that. What they utilize is history and analytics and data and how things have performed traditionally, and at that point, preparing for whatever may come. The truth of it is, again, like I said, nobody knows when the market is going to go down, but at some point or another in your retirement, you will see some market decline. And whether or not the last quarter of 2018 was the beginning of something or just kind of an anomaly, maybe it was a wake-up call for you guys. And maybe you realize as you get closer to retirement, you know, like Granger said there, if you're already in the distribution phase and you add the loss from the market into it and you're heavily invested in the market, it just compounds and it could make for a very, very bumpy retirement as you get further and further into the retirement. It's important to have a plan, and that's something that the Hughes Retirement Group prides themselves on, as well as educating you guys. You can sit down and speak with them and create that retirement strategy, that retirement playbook, by picking up the phone and calling 423-664-4203, 423-664-4203, with offices in Cleveland, Chattanooga, Knoxville, Birmingham. Again, the number 423-664-4203. Or if you have the time and you want to continue the conversation in a more educational setting, those classes, Foundations of Retirement, they have coming up February 18th and 25th at Cleveland State Community College. These are two-night sessions. And then February 19th and 26th at the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga campus. You can get more information on those and register at no cost to you by calling 423-641-0999. Now, the Associated Press says the average retirement lasts about 23 years. But because that is an average, some people are going to live less than that. The retirement will be shorter, but then some of us will live a lot longer than that. So without knowing how many years we might have, how do we make sure that we're financially able to enjoy all of them?
The biggest thing, Chris, is we're back to this. A lot of people don't know when they're going to retire. Sometimes health causes someone to have to retire early. Sometimes people have to work longer because they need the income. Something that they do need to be always thinking about, and we go back to that distribution phase. At some point in time, you are going to retire, and you're still going to have needs such as housing and health care and so forth. So it's important to make sure when you have a plan, and when we say health care, you know, in our classes, we always talk about long-term care because a lot of people do not figure long-term care into the retirement planning. And that's something, again, that can take a heavy toll on someone's account and can potentially affect a spouse if that other spouse has to go into a long-term care facility. So it's very important to have a plan and have a strategy. And that's what we try to do on a day-to-day basis, is helping people in those areas.
And you know, Dad, we get people that will laugh when we say, hey, let's plan for you to live 95. And, you know, they laugh and say, hey, no, I won't live past 80. And you know, that's the thing that we have to look at. Maybe it's not even the quality of life that you're living, but maybe you're still alive. Maybe you are, like you said, Dad, having to access long-term care. You know, the CDC says to be prepared to be retired for at least a few decades. You know, if we look at what the Bureau of Labor Statistics says, for someone over 65, they're going to spend about $46,000 a year in expenses. And of those expenses, the top three are going to be housing, health care, and food. Well, how big in health care do you think long-term care is in that? That's probably not even really accounted for right there. So when we're talking about health care, we're talking about our prescription drug coverage. We're talking about our doctors, our hospital. But long-term care really is probably not accounted for there. So it's very, very important to make sure that you have some type of strategy for long-term care that's going to help you there. Because here's the thing. You know, you sit there and you laugh and say, hey, I won't live past 80. But what if you do? What if both of you live past 80, but one of you is incapacitated for 5 years? That's going to put a huge financial strain on you and your spouse or you and your family. And, you know, in the coming episodes, and I think even today we'll touch on it, we're going to talk about something that the Rockefellers did that was great. What have they done? They've transferred wealth throughout their family. So maybe our goal is, if we don't live to be 95, we continue to leave that legacy. We continue to pass down to our families, to our children, our grandchildren, and their children, to leave that legacy, to leave that memory and impression on our families. And I think we have to start planning as if, hey, I'm going to live to be 95, I'm going to live to be 100, but I want to leave something for my children. And if you can't account for taxes, if you can't account for long-term care, if you can't account for large market declines, if you can't account for those things, then you're not putting yourself in a situation to provide a legacy for you and your family.
Much like we talked about with annuities in the previous segment, where they have a negative connotation, they have a certain connotation, and possibly undeserved, I think a lot of people may have a preconceived notion about long-term care that is incorrect. Yes, it does include, you know, living in a long-term care assisted living facility, but it can be as simple as having somebody come in and visit you in the house to take care of you there. Long-term care becomes more of a reality or a possibility as people are living longer. And this stat, you know, if the average retirement is going to last 23 years, as people live longer and longer, that number is just going to go up. So making sure that you're prepared for, you know, what happens if you are above average in this regard. You know, if you end up living 30, 40 years. We talked previously, I think Buzz Aldrin retired as a NASA astronaut. He's been retired from that field for 40 plus years now. So it is a possibility, and making sure that you're taken care of at that point, because it's probably not going to be a situation where you can enter the workforce again if you run out of money and you're in your 30, 50 year of retirement. But planning for that, and planning for that longevity and whatever may come down the line, is what is key. And it's important to have that retirement plan in place. And again, something the Hughes Retirement Group can do for you, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call 423-664-4203. Get the ball rolling with them. 423-664-4203. Let's talk about the possibility of a legacy here and leaving that lasting legacy that will take care of your loved ones even after you're gone. We talk about the importance of creating an income stream for yourself in retirement, but what if you could extend that income stream to your kids and even your grandkids? Lincoln Financial's David Wood said there are strategies that can help you do just that.
It's those 2 points, right? It's knowing that your family's protected and that they have an income stream coming in, but it's also knowing that, you know, we had one the other day, the grandparents set up to pay on a grandchild's birthday. So that grandchild, for the rest of their life on their birthday, gets a check from granddad. So keeping your memory or your legacy alive.
So let me get this straight. You get an income during retirement that you could pass that income on to your family after you're gone?
You can. I think most people out there, when they think of lifetime income, and this is generally how it is set up. Let's say the husband is receiving lifetime income and he passes, and if it were set up jointly, his wife would continue to receive that lifetime income, but it was usually only tied to the spouse. Mm-hmm. And now there's a new strategy out there that David Wood is referring to, that you could draw lifetime income. And in this case, what he was saying there, leave that legacy, leave that income to that grandchild every year on their birthday for the rest of their life. That is something that's really, really good, that is out there now and available, and we can help people with that.
Yeah, so I mean, if you're a higher net worth client out there and you say, hey, I've got this bucket of money that I don't necessarily need, you can essentially go ahead and, kind of like what he's saying there, take your first paycheck, essentially. Take like your lifetime income paycheck that you would just like any other annuity, but then transfer that over to your child. And here's the thing, or your grandchild. And the thing about it that's so great, and without getting lost in the details here, there are ways to utilize this thing from a cost basis standpoint where your kids or your grandkids are not getting taxed to death. And the great thing about this is it's not annuitized. So once they start income down the road, if they wanted to, they could still go in and take out that cost basis, assuming that they haven't depleted the account for 40 years of income. But whatever's left, they could still actually take out. So it's a tool that's pretty flexible in that sense, and it can give your children, your grandchildren, whoever it is, the opportunity to have that lasting legacy or that lasting memory that you've left for them.
And Granger, an example is, you know, we met with someone here recently that they didn't necessarily need the income. They had built up a pretty good portfolio. But their concern was they had a disabled child. And when that point came that they were going to pass on, they wanted to make sure that disabled child was taken care of. So this was a great vehicle, great strategy that they could go ahead and pass on to this disabled child and be able to help them when they're gone.
Being able to have that peace of mind to know that whatever type of legacy it is that you want to leave, if it involves taking care of someone who may not be able to take care of themselves, or maybe challenging to take care of themselves, or just simply, you know, being able to provide a gift for your grandchild long afterwards. Like both Brick and Granger said there, this is a fairly new strategy, new product. It just goes to show that the retirement landscape is constantly evolving, and something that, you know, when you set out in the working world, you know, 20, 30 years ago, what your conception of retirement was then is completely different now, because some of those things may not be available anymore. I mean, look at some of the companies, you know, we talked about before about, you know, Sears being a Fortune 500 company for the longest time, recently filed bankruptcy. The landscape is constantly evolving. And so when it comes to creating a retirement plan, creating a retirement strategy that is going to take care of you, you want to make sure that you are best informed and, you know, you're working with people who are staying ahead of the curve, staying abreast and being informed about what is going on right now. Again, that's something that the Hughes Retirement Group is here for. They can help you with that information, providing knowledge, acting as fiduciaries in your best interest, and maybe dispelling some of the myths that you have about annuities. You may have that stigma about it, but letting you know the possibilities, the ins and outs. At that point, if you decide that that is not what you want to do, that is not a problem at all. But just knowing and being informed and being educated, that is what the Hughes pride themselves on. That's why they do these shows. That's why they do these retirement classes, which I'm going to mention one more time. Coming up, Foundations of Retirement, next week, February 18th and 25th. It's a two-night session. And then February 19th and 26th. The one on the 18th to 25th, that's at Cleveland State Community College, the 19th and 26th, University of Tennessee, Chattanooga campus. There is no cost to register for these. You can go ahead and register and get more information by calling 423-641-0999, 423-641-0999. Get that information. Stay up to date with things, again, when you entered the working world or even 20 years ago and what you thought your ideal retirement was going to be. Figure out if that is still something that is viable, whether strategies have changed and maybe things that are better options for you at this point. You can learn about that at Foundations of Retirement, February 18th and 25th at Cleveland State Community College, and the 19th and 26th, University of Tennessee, Chattanooga campus. There is no registration fee. All that will cost you is your time. You can do so by calling 423-641-0999. And again, when people do sign up and register for these classes, February 18th and 25th at Cleveland State Community College and February 19th and 26th at the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga campus, I want them to be prepared to learn, be prepared to absorb information. The previous classes, you know, the new reality in retirement, it's been equated to drinking from a fire hose. These are educational classes being taught through the colleges on behalf of Retirement Wealth Academy. What kind of things can people expect when they sit down and they attend that first night?
Well, I want to mention also, Chris, the class begins at 6:30 in the evening at both those locations. It'll last till about 8:30, 9 o'clock, depending on how the class goes. But it'll be a two-night class. It's very important to attend both sessions because there'll be two parts to it. But we're going to talk about the accumulation phase, the distribution phase. We're going to talk about taxes. You know, Granger and I can't sit here and say, we guarantee you taxes are going to go up. We're going to show you some things that have happened in the past, the things that are happening now. And we always say it's a four-letter word. It's math. The numbers don't lie. We've got a lot of entitlement programs in this country that have to be paid for somehow. So the money has to come from somewhere. And typically that's taxes. It's not usually in reduced spending. But we'll talk in detail about Social Security. We'll talk about long-term care. And when I say long-term care, we'll begin to talk about strategies. You know, what type of strategies are out there for long-term care? There's a misconception going on that Medicare is going to pay for long-term care. Granger and I get this all the time from a lot of our Medicare clients. Will Medicare take care of my long-term care? The answer is absolutely 100% no, they will not. Now, Medicare works with Medicaid. If you are in a position where you financially, your portfolio and so forth is very low, that it would be the Medicaid spend down where they do get involved.
And that's a good point you made right there, because a lot of people think that, well, when I get to that long-term care situation in my life, I'll just spend down to Medicaid and then I'll be okay. And I sit there and I think, do you want to work your entire life, you know, blood, sweat, and tears for your nest egg to go to a nursing home that you don't even get to decide where you go, and you don't really get to decide the quality of care that you receive? So it's very, very important to look at the strategies out there outside the realm of just a long-term care policy. But, you know, and when we talk about taxes, that the thing that we try to impress upon people is when you hear these people talk right now about these 90% brackets or let's tax the rich, in a lot of ways it's a very ambiguous term. Hey, let's tax the rich. Who are the rich? That's something that we address. Who are the rich? And right now we can tell you who the rich are when you come to the class. and it's not as high a number as you may think. And you hear them talking about, hey, you know, somebody making over $10 million needs to be this, or someone making over $5 million needs to be this. And the thing that we try to tell people, that's where it starts. So at the end of the day, when we see these people that are making $10 million, maybe they will get a higher tax. But by the time that you get to 70 or 70 and a half, will that number still be that high? When we look at all the debts and the mandatory spending that we had, look, guys, we have debt that we don't even realize. We have hundreds, $120 trillion-plus dollars worth of debt that they don't talk about. Okay, so we have unfunded liabilities in debt. Somebody is going to pay for it. And the thing I would tell you, if you've worked and you've got a 401k and you've put into that every single year for your entire life, the government's sitting there waiting on the other end for that.
Mm-hmm.
They're also a partner of that 401k. And the only difference of this partnership is when it comes time to take a distribution, they get to decide how much they want. So if you don't have it in the right buckets, and it's very vital to make sure you've got it in the right buckets, they get to decide how much they take.
It's critical to be informed of all these things, all these strategies, the pre-planning before you clock out of work for the last time, before you begin actual retirement, to be prepared to know what you're getting into, what your retirement is going to look like. That's why we do this show every week, to educate the listeners out there. That's why you guys teach these classes throughout the year. Again, Foundations of Retirement coming up February 18th and 25th. These are two-night sessions, Cleveland State Community College, and February 19th and 26th, University of Tennessee Chattanooga campus. There is no registration fee for these. All it'll cost you is your time, and you can go ahead and register by calling 423-641-0999. 423-641-0999. If you go to HughesRetirementGroup.com, we've got previous editions of the show up there for you to check out at your own time. And this one will be up there shortly because, gentlemen, we have come to the end of another retirement playbook. 423-664-4203. That's how you get in touch with the Hughes Retirement Group. My name is Chris Swan. Thank you guys so much for joining us this week. And before we go, Rick Granger, you get the final word.
Chris, we want to thank everybody out there listening to the one and only retirement playbook, the original retirement playbook. And remember, if you don't have a plan for your money, the government does.
You've been listening to the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes. Tune in again next week at this same time for more information on building a customized retirement strategy. You can contact Hughes Retirement Group at 423-664-4203 or online at HughesRetirementGroup.com.
The information covered today is designed to provide general information on the subjects covered. It is not, however, intended to provide specific legal or tax advice. It cannot be used to avoid tax penalties or to promote, market, or recommend any tax plan or arrangement. You are encouraged to consult your tax attorney or advisor. By contacting us, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products, including annuities. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Riders may be available at an additional cost. Product and features may vary from state to state. For full details on how life insurance works, including fees, expenses, and costs, contact our office at 423-664-4203.
Rules for retirement have changed, and as a baby boomer, your financial planning strategy needs to change to adapt. Make plans now to attend our special two-day retirement courses offered locally through Retirement Wealth Academy. There are two different evening sessions to choose from, February 18th and 25th on the campus of Cleveland State Community College, and February 19th and 26th at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. If you're nearing or already in retirement, this course is for you. Learn how to determine if you'll have enough money for retirement, how to maximize your Social Security income, and lots more. To reserve your seat for these special two-day retirement courses on the campus of Cleveland State Community College or the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, call 423-641-0999 or online at retirementwealthacademy.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Retirement Wealth Advisors, RWA, a registered investment advisor. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance, including annuities, licensed in Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama.
Rick and Granger Hughes are investment advisor representatives of Retirement Wealth Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Licensed in Tennessee, numbers 927054 and 998505. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Dixon Insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors.